Welcome to today's episode, where we explore the incredible impact of Instagram's latest feature, Instagram Edits. It's making waves, having topped 7 million downloads in its first week, surpassing even CapCut's launch numbers. Let's dive into this phenomenon.
Instagram Edits has indeed made a remarkable debut. It was downloaded 702,900 times on iOS within just 2 days, which is about 37 times more than CapCut's initial performance. This app allows users to create videos for Instagram Reels and Stories, and its rapid adoption underscores the demand for sophisticated editing tools directly integrated into social media platforms.
I can't help but wonder, what exactly sets Instagram Edits apart from other editing apps like CapCut? And what does this mean for the future of video content creation on social media?
Instagram Edits offers a seamless integration with Instagram's ecosystem, which is a major advantage. It simplifies the process of editing and sharing, directly catering to the platform's massive user base. The app's success reflects a growing trend where users prefer tools that enhance their social media content without needing to switch between multiple apps. This could push other platforms to innovate or risk falling behind.
This reminds me of the ongoing conversation about convenience and integration in tech. Speaking of which, let's shift gears to Clueli, a tool that's stirring up quite the ethical debate. It's designed to help users cheat on exams and more. Here's what's happening.
Clueli is certainly controversial. It's an AI-based tool that assists users in cheating on exams, sales calls, and job interviews. Despite the ethical concerns, it's generating a $5.3 million monthly ARR. The tool's co-founder faced expulsion from Columbia for a similar invention, which adds to the intrigue surrounding Clueli's operations.
What are the broader implications of tools like Clueli in competitive environments, and how are they being received by the public and institutions?
The existence of Clueli raises significant ethical questions about fairness and integrity. While some users might see it as a clever shortcut, educational and professional institutions are likely to view it as a threat to meritocracy. The tool's popularity suggests a demand for such services, but it also highlights the need for stricter regulations and ethical guidelines in AI.
Ethics in AI is a hot topic indeed. Now, let's talk about Google's decision to stop supporting early Nest thermostats starting October 25th. This move has sparked concerns among users.
Google announced it will cease support for the first and second generation Nest learning thermostats, affecting updates and app integrations. Users will still be able to adjust settings manually, but the lack of support raises questions about the longevity and sustainability of smart home devices.
Why is Google making this decision, and what does it mean for the future of smart home technology?
Google aims to focus on advancing newer models with cutting-edge features. By phasing out older versions, they can allocate resources more effectively. However, this move highlights a challenge in smart home tech, ensuring long-term support and compatibility. It could push consumers to consider the lifespan of devices before investing.
A valid point for sure. Now, let's turn to Julie Wainwright and her new memoir, which offers a candid look at her journey with The Real Real.
Julie Wainwright's memoir, Time to Get Real, provides an insightful narrative about her experiences, including the pivotal moments of her career. She discusses the closure of Pets.com during the dot-com crash and how it shaped her as a leader. The book is a fascinating read for anyone interested in the realities of running a business in the tech world.
What lessons can aspiring entrepreneurs learn from Wainwright's story?
Wainwright's journey underscores the importance of resilience and adaptability. She openly shares the setbacks she faced and how they informed her leadership style. Her story is a reminder that success often comes with its share of challenges, and how one navigates these challenges can define their legacy.
Inspiring indeed. Now moving on to the OpenAI Mafia, a fascinating look at startups founded by former OpenAI employees.
The OpenAI Mafia is making waves in Silicon Valley. These startups like Safe Superintelligence and Thinking Machines Lab are attracting significant investment despite some not having launched products yet. This trend highlights the influence and innovation stemming from OpenAI alumni who are leveraging their AI expertise to drive new ventures.
How are these startups impacting the tech landscape, and what does it say about the future of AI?
These startups are pushing the boundaries of AI applications across various industries. Their success underscores the growing importance of AI in solving complex problems. As these companies continue to innovate, they could redefine how AI is integrated into everyday life, influencing sectors from environmental sustainability to personal robotics.
Absolutely fascinating. Next, let's discuss Lately's new gamified app designed to help users arrive on time.
Lately's app is a unique approach to time management, particularly for individuals with ADHD. It uses gamification to encourage punctuality, offering points and levels to motivate users. This innovative model not only aids in time management, but also makes the process engaging and rewarding.
What impact could this app have on productivity and daily routines?
By turning time management into a game, Lately could significantly improve punctuality and productivity. Users are more likely to stick to schedules when there's a fun element involved. This app could inspire similar solutions in other areas of personal development, combining utility with entertainment.
A clever approach, indeed. Now let's turn our attention to Google's DeepMind team in the UK, which is reportedly seeking to unionize.
Around 300 members of DeepMind in London are moving towards unionization with the Communication Workers Union. This effort is driven by concerns over Google's AI policies and its work with the Israeli military. The unionization reflects a broader trend in tech, where employees are increasingly advocating for their rights and working conditions.
What could this mean for employee relations in tech companies?
This move could set a precedent for other tech employees seeking representation. It highlights the growing desire for transparency and ethical considerations in AI development. As more teams consider unionizing, companies may need to reevaluate their policies to address employee concerns effectively.
A pivotal moment for sure. Now let's explore the idea of quitting, as discussed in the article, When Quitting is Best.
The article delves into the complexities of quitting and why it can sometimes be the best decision. It highlights Jason Citron, co-founder of Discord, as a case study. Citron's decision to step down as CEO reflects a strategic move rather than a failure, emphasizing the importance of recognizing when to let go for personal and professional growth.
What factors should individuals consider when contemplating quitting?
Individuals should weigh their personal goals, job satisfaction, and the potential for growth. Quitting can be a proactive step towards new opportunities and avoiding burnout. The key is to make informed decisions that align with one's long-term vision.
Wise advice indeed. Now, let's delve into the spy scandal involving Andreessen Horowitz and Diehl.
Andreessen Horowitz is embroiled in a legal battle between Diehl and Rippling, two rival HR software companies. Diehl is accused of hiring a spy to gather information on Rippling. Andreessen Horowitz, a key investor in Diehl, is advising them to counter these claims, highlighting the high stakes and competitive tensions in Silicon Valley.
What does this tell us about the competitive nature of the tech industry?
This case underscores the intense competition and sometimes aggressive tactics used in tech. It also raises questions about ethical boundaries and the lengths companies will go to gain an advantage. Such incidents can impact reputations and investor confidence, making it crucial for companies to navigate these challenges carefully.
A complex situation for sure. Now, let's discuss OpenAI's recent developments in AI agents and the challenges of AI hallucinations.
OpenAI's latest models, 03 and 04 Mini, are gaining attention for their improved reasoning capabilities. These models are closer to functioning as useful agents, capable of handling tasks from start to finish. However, the issue of AI hallucinations, where AI generates inaccurate or misleading information, remains a challenge that developers are keen to address.
How might these advancements influence the future of AI applications?
The improved capabilities of AI agents could revolutionize various applications, from personal assistance to complex problem-solving tools. However, addressing AI hallucinations is crucial to ensure reliability and trust in AI systems. The balance between innovation and accuracy will be key in shaping AI's future role in society.
Indeed, a fascinating area to watch. Now let's move on to China's decision to drop its 125% tariff on U.S. semiconductors.
China's decision to lift the 125% tariff on certain U.S. semiconductors is a strategic move to alleviate trade conflicts in this critical sector. The tariff reduction, though not officially announced, highlights China's reliance on U.S. technology, particularly in logic chips, which are essential for data processing.
What implications does this have for the global tech industry?
This move could ease tensions in the semiconductor market, benefiting both U.S. and Chinese tech industries. It indicates a potential shift towards more collaborative approaches in addressing trade disputes, which could stabilize supply chains and foster innovation across borders.
A positive development indeed. Now let's discuss Apple's ambitious plan to make all U.S.-sold iPhones in India by 2026.
Apple's strategy to shift iPhone production to India is driven by U.S.-China trade tensions. By 2026, Apple aims to produce over 60 million iPhones annually in India, doubling its current output. This move not only diversifies Apple's supply chain, but also strengthens its presence in the Indian market.
How might this affect Apple's global operations and the tech manufacturing landscape?
This shift could reduce Apple's exposure to geopolitical risks and tariffs while boosting India's manufacturing sector. It may also encourage other tech giants to explore similar diversification strategies, potentially reshaping global manufacturing dynamics.
A strategic pivot indeed. Now let's explore the latest survey showing a drop in confidence in the tech sector.
The information survey reveals a significant dip in confidence among tech industry stakeholders. About 65% of respondents expressed pessimism influenced by new tariffs and market volatility. Confidence in major companies like Apple, Amazon, and Google has reached its lowest since February 2023.
What factors are contributing to this pessimism, and what could it mean for the tech industry?
The combination of economic pressures, regulatory challenges, and competitive shifts are fueling uncertainty. This sentiment could slow investment and innovation, prompting companies to reassess strategies and focus on resilience. However, it also presents opportunities for agile players to capitalize on emerging trends.
An uncertain but intriguing landscape. Now let's talk about Axiom Space's new CEO appointment.
Axiom Space has appointed Tejpal Bhatia as its new CEO, succeeding co-founder Mike Suffredini. Bhatia, who joined from Google, aims to bring a startup mentality to the company as it prepares for its next private astronaut mission to the ISS. Axiom is also planning to build the first commercial space station by 2027.
What does this leadership change mean for Axiom's future in the commercial space industry?
Bhatia's appointment signals a focus on innovation and growth in the burgeoning commercial space sector. His experience and vision could position Axiom as a leader in space commercialization, potentially attracting new investments and partnerships as the industry evolves.
Exciting times ahead for space exploration. Finally, let's discuss Diehl's countersuit in the ongoing espionage battle with Rippling.
Diehl has filed a countersuit against Rippling, claiming defamation and business interference. Diehl argues that the alleged spy was actually a whistleblower, exposing Rippling's misconduct. This legal battle highlights the intense rivalry and high stakes in the HR software market.
What are the potential outcomes of this case, and how might it affect the involved companies?
The outcome could impact the reputations and market positions of both companies. If Diehl's claims hold, it could shift the narrative and bolster its standing. However, prolonged litigation could also distract from business operations, emphasizing the need for strategic focus amid legal challenges.
A tumultuous saga indeed. That wraps up today's episode. Thanks for tuning in, and stay curious about the ever-evolving world of technology.